There's nothing like getting out of your airplane seat and feeling like every bone in your body has stiffened into a painful vice. Except maybe having to sit for hours at a time, with your knees jammed up against the seat in front of you, people next to you on either side, and no place to go. The human body was designed for movement, not for sitting still. Your joints need to be lubricated through movement. Even your blood circulation and digestion rely on a certain amount of movement to keep you healthy. Not only that, but the nervous system wants to move. So if you keep it strapped into a seat, it begins to feel, literally, trapped. It doesn't understand that you are on your way to a fabulous tropical vacation. It just wants out. So it starts producing stress responses. Hormones and other chemicals go raging through you, making you even more tense. By the time you get to your seaside hotel, all you want to do is sleep or scream. It's even worse if you have to dash out of the airport and do a presentation. You are sluggish and irritable, not in the best of form. While there's not much you can do about the size of your space and your seat, there is something you can do to make the ride more comfortable and feel better when you finally get off the plane. Believe it or not, you don't have to do big stretches or lots of movement to get comfortable. The following movement sequences are designed to be done while in your seat. Most of them can even be done with the seatbelt on. They can provide you with a pleasant distraction during turbulence. You have many options for how to do these exercises. You may decide to do them in sequence. If so, make sure you take a short break between each lesson. You can skip back and forth as you wish between segments. Or you may find, after doing the entire recording a few times, that there are a couple of series that work best for you. You can just repeat the ones you like, when you like. Some tips to remember before you start moving. 1. These exercises were designed not to stretch your muscles, but to work directly with your nervous system. They are based on a learning system called awareness through movement, which was developed over many years of research to work with your motor learning ability. Therefore, the movements are done as small as possible. You can make many of these movements so tiny that the person sitting next to you won't even notice you are doing anything at all. There will be occasional moments of silence on the recording. These are opportunities for you to rest, for your nervous system to take everything in. There is nothing wrong with your recording. Just hang out for those few moments and see what you feel. 2. A new motto for you to try on is less pain, more gain. Try to find ways to be comfortable in doing these movements. If you feel a strain, do less. If your feet don't touch the ground, put something underneath them. If you find yourself tensing, rest. The nervous system cannot relax if you are uncomfortable. If I ask you to sit forward and it's too hard, lean back. If it hurts to lower your head, imagine it. You get the idea. 3. Don't do the movements as if you were at the gym. It's better, especially in the beginning, if you don't read or watch the movie while learning these sequences. This is because instead of trying to distract yourself from being uncomfortable, you will be learning to pay attention to your new sense of comfort. I will be asking you to notice things that you just can't listen to if you have a split focus. 4. Have fun. These movements are a way to discover new choices for yourself in how you sit, how you rest, and how you move. You may discover that this is a way to continue learning about yourself, even in an airplane seat.